Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're celebrating 22 years on the air. It's our 22nd birthday. I kid you not, no fooling, it's God's honest truth. We're still in Secaucus, New Jersey, celebrating and walking the show floor, catching up with our industry friends. Simon Walsh from Dominica's with us. We're going to be out there for Dive Fest in just after the 4th of July holiday here in the States. We're going to head down to the Nature Island and do some diving. Simon, how are you, buddy?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm good. Now, I had to bring Amy over from Caradonna Tours. She just got back from the Nature Island, and she wanted to tell me about her adventure in Dominica, and I was real excited. She goes, can we go talk to the Dominica people first? Because I need some. I need someone to have my back. Is that right, Amy? You were afraid of me.
Yes. Very afraid of you.
Yes. Well, you know, does she have anything to be afraid of, Simon, is the question.
Nothing to be afraid of, no. I think she came down and gave good reports all around. So.
And I was, you were telling me this was your second time to Dominica.
Yes.
And you had been there before the hurricane a few years ago.
Yes.
Literally right before it happened. Is that right?
Yes, I was there about 3 weeks before it happened. That's right.
And you just got back, what, a week or two ago?
I just got back on Monday of this week. I still have my hair braided to prove it.
Ah, there you go. I see that, as everyone else does on the radio.
And we visited the north and the south of the island, which I had never done in the past. I had never been up in the north.
Okay, what kind of dive sites they got up there, Simon, on the north side of Dominica? What are we talking about?
Yeah, they got many kind of sloping reefs. They got a nice jetty. They actually have a really nice wreck up there. They don't have the dramatic topography of the south, but they have some interesting sights up there for sure.
Is that what you saw there, Amy? What do you think?
That's what I saw, but last Simon said the topography of the south, especially around the Scott's Head area, we did a dive site there called Drop Off, right?
Yeah.
And it was a sheer wall drop off, which is different from the south. So I'm kind of thinking maybe you should get some diverse diving in. You do half of it in the south and half of it in the north.
Yeah, mix it up. And what about some east and west?
I don't know about east and west, but the tours were very good as well. The interior of the island is coming back very plentiful, very lush, green, tropical, looking nice. We did have a little rain while we were there, but it wasn't anything major.
Well, it's the rainforest.
Yes, exactly.
That counts. And I got to say, you know, I haven't been back since the hurricane, and I can't wait to get back in July, but I've been getting positive reports from everybody who's come back and told me that it's all green again and it's looking nice. But topside in Dominica just blows your mind, doesn't it?
Yes.
You got all these hot springs, all this volcanic activity. It's just an amazing place to go. And the stuff you can do on your surface interval is truly unique on Dominica compared to all the other islands I've been to. Do you agree with me on that or what?
I do agree with you. And the last time I was there 4 years ago, I was there in August, and we did a whale-watching trip. Well, we didn't see any whales.
What?
Yeah, in August.
Let me tell you the God's honest truth. I am not making this up. And, Simon, you might have been on the boat. I was with Daniel, right? Daniel Perryman with Dive Dominica, and they took us on a special whale-watching trip during Dive Fest that year. And we went out and we were, you know, they got a catamaran type setup of Dive Dominica. And you know, we had our legs hanging out on the front of the pontoons as you would do on a vessel like that. You've done that, right, Amy?
Yeah, yes.
So we're sitting there and we're waiting to look for these whales. They got a pod of, it's a resident sperm whale population
right there
year round. That's pretty unique to Dominica, right, Simon?
Oh, totally. That's unique in the Caribbean. There's very few places where you can see sperm whales year round
yeah.
in the world.
In the world, yeah. And, you know, they're saying we're we're going to see these. And we're like, you know, after 20 minutes, 30 minutes, we're like, okay, we're Americans. We're a little impatient. We're kind of getting bored. Like, yeah, you know, all right, they're going to, sure, they got whales. I believe it. You know, they really got whales. One will come up and, like, spy hop us or something, right? And no sooner than I said that to the person sitting next to me, lo and behold, up pops a sperm whale like he heard me.
Yeah,
and
right.
He looks up and we're like, whoa! And everybody screams, and it literally within 5 feet of me.
Yeah,
scared the bejesus out of me.
So I was there just this, you know, a few days ago in March, and we saw 3 sperm whales, 46 dolphins, literally.
Wow.
I mean, it was just a lot of marine life happening. But you have to travel pretty far out.
To get out to the spot where they hang?
She was diving with me the day before, and she was like, do I have to go on the whale watch? And then afterwards, wow, whales and dolphins.
Yeah,
and yeah.
It's pretty magical stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, but, you know, you do have a huge mix of different activities topside, and then, of course, you know, the marine life. The reef itself, I have found it to be extremely dense and colorful, probably one of the most colorful Caribbean reef sites in the world. From my perspective, what do you think there, Amy?
I think it still is that way, and plenty of small marine life, not a lot of big stuff. We did see barracudas and turtles.
Well, wait, according to Daniel's dad from back in the day, you know, they grow bananas, no sharks.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and the bananas were plentiful by all means.
And his theory was if the island has grows bananas, they don't have sharks.
And
we should extrapolate on that a little bit. His theory is not a theory, but his observation was that all of the islands that grow bananas do not have lots of sharks around. And he didn't say there was causation or correlation. He was just making an observation.
Oh, well, okay. Maybe I embellished it slightly. But that's just what I do. After 22 years, I forget stories and just start making up elements of it. You know what I'm saying, Amy? Yeah, just say yes.
I do have one thing that I want to mention. I was very impressed. I've been all over the world, in the Caribbean as well, and they have a recycling program that they have there on island. And they're taking, like, the tarps and different things, TVs and refrigerators and microwaves, and they're turning all of that into, like, keychains and earrings and necklaces, and they're taking, you know, it away from the environment, so they're really doing good with the getting the plastic and getting everything cleaned up out there.
Well, so that'd be a really nice souvenir. You go to the nature island and pick up a piece of jewelry.
Yeah,
you
sure.
Got some of that stuff, Amy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that a big thing on the island right now, Simon?
Yeah, well, you know, after a hurricane, you really have to look at everything that you're doing as a dive shop, as an individual, as a country, as a destination, and how that fits into the world climate. Because we do look at the fact that hurricanes are more frequent, they're more severe, they're more unexpected. It's all a part of climate change, right? So we've all got to start looking at what can we do as individuals, as dive shops, as tour operators, to make sure that we emphasize these important things. So there's that program in the north, Recycle Rebuild, where they're looking, because a lot of plastics come in after a disaster. A lot of water comes in bottles because it has to be distributed around the entire island. So you do have an environmental disaster after something like the hurricane. So we have to look at how can we as a nation turn it around and turn this into a positive.
Well, there you go. I totally agree. You know, it's kind of the new wave that divers are kind of riding right now, as they should. And when you went to Dominica, Amy, were you staying at Fort Young, or which hotels did you stay at?
We stayed 2 nights in the south at Picard Cottages.
Okay.
And that was really, what was it?
In the north.
In the north, I apologize.
In the north. Okay.
Yeah, and the cool thing about that is that's where the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Up there at T2 Gorge, up in that neck of the woods, or where?
No, that was one. T2 Gorge was one of the scenes, but this is Picard Beach up in the north, where other parts of the scenes were filmed.
You were just happy that Johnny Depp had been there before.
He stayed on the Black Pearl, but, like, the rooms literally said this was the, you know, the producer's room, and this was this, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Very mellow up there in that area, so it's nice. Yeah,
well, I don't think there's a bad spot on Dominica. Truly an amazing place. One of my favorite places in 22 years of doing scuba radio. Dominica, definitely a huge standout and one of my favorite places on the planet. I cannot wait to get back for Dominica Dive Fest. You coming, Amy?
I'm not. I was just there, but you're going to have a blast.
Yeah, they won't send you again.
No.
She's reached her quota.
I'm trying to send clients down there.
That's right.
That would be the best thing.
Okay. She did a little R&D, and Simon and the crew took her around the island. And that's what you guys do at Caradonna. As you become familiar with these different places, so when people call up and they want a particular type or style of diving, you can direct them to the right fit. correct?
Yes, we customize all the trips for whatever their needs are. You know, some people are more,
yeah, they want to do something a little different. They want to see whales.
They're more active. Some people are more active than others. So they have both aspects. I mean, if you just want to lay around, sit around, you can do that. Or if you want to go hiking all day and be gone, then you can do that.
Yeah.
It's great. And the food, the local food and everything, phenomenal.
Yeah. It's just amazing, Blake. Oh, you had some lionfish ceviche. You had some of Simon's lionfish ceviche.
Definitely. It ran out of it.
What?
Yeah.
Well, before, we made sure we had enough lionfish for Amy, so we served our famous lionfish sandwich, and it was a big hit.
Special sauce. He has a special sauce on the lionfish.
Okay. All right, man. He can't share. It's a secret special sauce.
It is a secret special sauce.
Yeah, so you got to go to Dominica to get it. Make it a Dive Fest. It's the week after the 4th of July holiday. Call up Caradonna. They'll hook you up.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. It's our 22nd birthday today, and we are celebrating in Secaucus, New Jersey, supersized coverage of the Beneath the Sea show, checking in with our dive industry friends, making a few new ones. There's this guy on YouTube, Jake is his name. He was here at the Beneath the Sea show. We're going to try to connect with him either this week, maybe if not, well, definitely next week. He dives down and he catches or he salvages junk and then gets it back to the owner or something. But he's a huge YouTube sensation. I'm sure you've heard of him if you're into that kind of thing. And who knows? We might talk to him. Like I said, make a new friend. here, even on our 22nd edition or 22nd year edition of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, we are back up front at the show, hanging out with Mermaid Kristen. She's posing for pictures and celebrating birthday things, birthday cake, and that kind of stuff. The Aqua Gypsy is here, Brittany. She is acting photographer right now. Brittany, having a good time?
I am. So much fun. So many people here.
How are you celebrating our 22nd anniversary, you know, birthday party? How are you going to celebrate, you figure?
With a headache.
Okay. That is kind of goes with the territory. Jerry the diver guy showed us his birthday suit last night.
Yeah.
You don't remember that. You blocked that out, right?
I think that I have no recollection of that.
Yes, that is a good move. You want to get that image out of your mind immediately. But that's what happens when you do a little too much celebration. And it just kind of goes with the territory, doesn't it?
That's correct. We sang a nice happy anniversary song. And with that came a couple cheers.
Yes, exactly. At least a couple too many. But that's how it goes. That's how we roll. And it keeps us fueled for more years to come. All right. So you've been one of the newest additions to the crew, to the regular crew on Scuba Radio. So we haven't went through this. So it's only natural when we reflect back on 22 years of doing the show, is what are your first memories of Scuba Radio? What do you think, and why did you want to kind of connect to our wacky, twisted group of divers?
I think at first I was just taken back by everyone that comes on the show, the special speakers that come on the show. And, you know, I started Googling them and looking them up, and I realized that it's just a very large cast of characters.
It is. You know, when I started Scuba Radio, my first guest was Captain Slate down in Key Largo, and it was because I'd seen his image in all these pictures in Skin Diver magazine back in the day. That was a huge magazine, and as a diver, I'd flip through the pages, and there were all these ads of this guy who literally had a ballyhoo in his mouth, a fish, the needle nose was in his teeth, and a barracuda was just inches away from his face. And coming in to take the ballyhoo out of his mouth. He was feeding fish with his face. And I was like, oh my God, this guy is insane. How cool is this? And when we came up with the idea, let's start this goofy little radio show as an excuse to go diving on company time, he was the first person I thought of who might be a good guest on the show. And you met Captain Slate, right?
I did. And he has lived up to his reputation.
100%. No doubt about it. And he was just the first of so many twisted individuals that I've come across in the dive industry. And I thought, all right, we got something. We could focus on these people. They're a cool group of folks. They're very unique. They have a certain personality traits that make them just a fun group to hang with. And they kind of adopted me. And so I kind of fell into that groove. And here we are 22 years later. It's kind of crazy, huh?
It is. And it's just so funny. I'm sitting here thinking about everyone. I mean, from Captain Fizz that you have on. I mean, that guy he could go on and on with the stories.
Captain Carl Fismer, right?
Yeah, I mean, all the way to Neil Watson. And
Dive God, of course. Yeah, the only reason he's not on the show today is that he didn't make it up to Secaucus. So we'll catch up with the Dive God next week. But I know he's with us in spirit today, celebrating our birthday with a cocktail and a cigar, right?
Of course. And the stories live on. They keep going. Last night, we were telling story after story of all of the stories that we've heard.
Exactly. There is a whole nother show, like Scuba Radio Uncensored, that we have not dived into or decided to put out there to the world, but it's coming. What are you saying, Brittany? What are you pointing at? She's pointing at something. What?
Oh, I was thinking we should go interview
Paul from Ocean Encounters.
Yeah.
Come on over here, Paul. Yeah, so, yeah, we've been having a good time with everybody catching up. Paul's from Ocean Encounters Curacao.
Hey.
You're walking a bit in a daze right now. It's day three of Beneath the Sea. Is that why?
Yeah. So,
it's day three of a daze. Who's drunk?
Yeah, Jerry the Diver Guy. He may still be. But you had a good time this weekend, didn't you?
It was great. It's been a
great Did you raise a cocktail to our 22nd birthday today, too, or last night?
I will.
You will now.
Yeah.
It gives you another reason to start drinking. When you're not diving, you might as well. All right. Well, it's a good time for sure. And, okay, so who do we got here, Jerry? Do we got the divers that go into the drink and do all this stuff?
They are here.
All right, come on over here, buddy. What's your name? You're Brandon.
Brandon.
I'm Greg with Scuba Radio. How are you?
I'm doing great.
All right. So I saw you guys' presentation. So yes. You work with Jake, and you do this big YouTube thing. I haven't seen a lot of it, but I saw the presentation. Yes. Pretty cool. You have a desktop full of junk.
All types of treasure.
Stuff. Right. Yeah, it's treasure.
It is junk. We like to call it treasure. That's what we like to call it, at least. Yeah.
Well, that's cool. And you guys have become quite a big deal. I mean, Jerry's son is a huge fan. Ethan, come on over here, Ethan. He was like, oh my God, Jake and Brandon and their crew are here. And
here's the big man himself, right?
Yeah,
here.
Jake, how are you? I'm Greg with Scuba Radio. How are you, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
Nice to meet you. We're holding the microphone at the same time, shaking hands. But see, that's, you know, we're celebrating our 22nd year on the air with Scuba Radio, and we're making new friends, even 22 years later. How about that?
That's awesome.
Well, I'll consider you a friend. We're close personal friends now. So, Jake, tell me about this thing, because you guys are huge online with this YouTube thing. Like, what, 7 million views or crazy? What is this insanity?
Well, YouTube is my full-time job, so I have 7 million.
What a gig. I thought I had a good gig. Oh, my God. I just get to talk about diving for a couple of hours every week, but you just go out and dive in these rivers and find, like, sunglasses and iPhones and then guns and dead bodies. I mean, it's like Jersey Divers up here or something. Where are you guys? Where did you start this?
We started this back home, and collectively, me, Brandon, Tristan, we all have almost 10 million subscribers. But it's seriously life changing and unbelievable to think about. But we started at home as just for fun. Went out in the river, had a good time. Goggles.
The river? Which river? Where?
The Chattahoochee River, located in Columbus.
Ah, okay. So this is like dirty diving. You know, enjoy the Caribbean and stuff. You guys are diving in like dark water stuff. Yeah. I mean, the stuff that I try to avoid. But you get down there and you take metal detectors, all kinds of stuff. All right, look, we got to dig in a little deeper with this. New friends on our birthday edition of the big show today. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. 22 years on the air today, and we're in Secaucus, New Jersey, celebrating accordingly, catching up with old diving celebrity friends and making new ones. We got Jake from YouTube. I mean, what do they call you? What's your moniker that everyone knows you, Jake? Because I just haven't seen that much, so catch me up.
I mean, a lot of people just call me Jake by my first name, but they can call me D Almighty on YouTube or Scuba Jake. Or
D Almighty.
D Almighty,
there
yeah.
you go. So all the YouTubers would know that, but all you got to do is do a little search on YouTube. Like Ethan, big fan. You know, you're reaching out. You're connecting with the kids, right?
Oh, yes, sir. It's awesome.
And our mermaid. You know, did you meet Kristen there?
Not yet, but soon.
Not yet. She was like, oh, my God, you got to talk to you. Jake is here. You got to get a picture. So she's excited to meet you guys. So that's awesome. So you got Brandon, and then what's your three?
We got Brandon, Tristan, girlfriend Kendall, my mom Lori's here as well, and just a bunch of friends and family coming together, and it wouldn't be possible without their support.
Absolutely. Tristan, how are you, buddy?
Good, man. I'm doing great. Beneath the Sea has been amazing.
Excellent. Good. Great. And you're the girlfriend?
Yes.
All right. So you guys kind of work as a gang, a diving gang. Is that right, Brandon?
Yeah. We
don't get in trouble. Crew.
Yeah.
You're in New Jersey. It's a gang. You guys need mob names when you're in New Jersey here. But it's cool stuff. You go down and really what is neat is it's always a discovery, right, Jake? You go down there looking for something, not necessarily knowing in advance, but you get down there and you find something, then go through the whole backstory and cover it on YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, every day is just unique. You know, you go out diving in a river, you have no idea what you're going to find. Sometimes you find some incredible stuff. Sometimes you're left with just old fishing lures. But every day is an adventure.
Well, you know, what I love about what you guys are doing, and I apologize for not knowing more about you already. I'm old. You know, you guys are reaching out to the young kids and inspiring people like Ethan and getting them excited about diving. That wasn't the goal initially. eventually it just kind of evolved, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it just happened to have fun. You know, we just went down to the river, had a good time, and it just kind of evolved.
It's kind of how we started our show, Scuba Radio. I started it as an excuse to go diving on company time, and it turned into something a little bigger, and here we are 22 years later. See, you'll be doing this 20 years from now. How about that?
Nice. That's awesome.
The Almighty, right?
Yes, sir.
Check them out. It's great stuff, and we got more coming up on the birthday edition of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
What, do you got plans?
As a matter of fact, I do.
I don't like it when you have plans.
I'm allowed to have plans on my birthday.
It's your birthday.
Yes.
I knew that already.
Yeah, isn't that strange? It's the same day as last year.
Go shorty, it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a card like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck.
Hey now, quit that. We are celebrating, but we still gotta keep it clean if we wanna stay on the air for anniversary number 23. We're celebrating 22 today, though, here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I'm standing here at Beneath the Sea with Roy from Dive Assure right now. They are working with us right now. It took a while, 22 years, but here we are, and they're cranking and offering up dive travel accident insurance that's very much, well, very specific to divers that you guys do. It's really a one-stop shop for just focusing on covering your dive accident and travel insurance. Right, Roy?
Right. We offer everything the divers need when they dive and travel.
Yeah, DiveAssure.com. Check them out. Get a quote, whatever you need to do. But what's really neat, it's very specific. Like, once again, say you're only going to do a liveaboard trip or join us on the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, make sure you have your dive travel insurance. It's just good sense, and especially when you're traveling with folks like us. And I kind of kid, but I'm also serious. But what's nice is you don't have to get a year-long policy if you don't need it. If you're only going to do one big dive adventure for the year or maybe a couple, you can literally call up Dive Assure and get that trip covered, and not spend a ton of money that you're not going to need, right?
You only pay for what you need.
Yeah. Very, very specific in that regard, and economical potentially as well. And when you travel outside the country of the U.S. specifically, it's very beneficial because it's your primary insurance. And sometimes I hear these stories, people get out there and they have a problem and they might get bent or something, or you hear these stories and then there's problems communicating with the chamber. That's where having a primary insurance provider like Dive Assure really pays off. Right, Roy?
Right. We pay the providers in real time, so you don't have to pay anything out of pocket, and we save you money. A lot of money.
Yeah. And these guys are divers. You'll see them out at all the dive shows, by the way. You're going to be at Long Beach in May, and yep, where else?
DEMA, and we're doing some shows outside the country, so we're everywhere.
Yeah. Once again, diveassure.com. And Roy, have you had a successful Beneath the Sea?
Yes.
I know you've been here talking to all these Jersey divers, and how are they taking all this news?
It's a great show. We've been doing it for 12 years in a row, and We love New Jersey.
Yeah. You know, the thing is about Dive Assure, it's not like they're brand new. They've been here a while, but you guys have been kind of operating like word of mouth and that type of stuff, and now it's kind of being ramped, kicked up a notch a little.
Yeah, a lot of things picked up in the last 2-3 years, and we're here.
Yeah. Well, it's good stuff. Check them out, Dive Assure. Roy, always a pleasure. Thanks
Likewise.
For your support.
Thank you.
22 years on the air. Would you ever thunk it?
Congratulations.
Okay, that's a safe way to just to answer. Like, I would have never thought it would last. I didn't either. Trust me, Roy. But good to see you, my friend.
Likewise.
All right, there you go. Okay, Mermaid, the Aqua Gypsy. Brittany is with us. What do you think about this Dive Assure stuff? You need that, don't you?
It's incredible, yeah. Coming to Beneath the Sea was the first time that I've heard about this. I think it's awesome. Pay as you go.
Yeah, you only pay for what you need. By the way, what are the rates for an Aqua Gypsy? Is that a special category?
We can figure something out.
All right, there you go. You know, we know people. We can introduce you, Brittany, and make sure you're covered accordingly. So I don't know if that's a special policy thing. What do you think, Jerry the Diver Guy? Having a great time? the celebration. You ready to go to, well, we're going to go on our SABA trip June 1st. We're going to have to get our insurance and, get our package with DiveAssure secured in time for that.
Yeah, I mean, we got to have insurance before we go, so why not go get DiveAssure?
Well, they got a special liveaboard underwriting thing, right? Yeah,
right.
For liveaboard diving like that.
Yeah, we have a special program that covers liveaboard trips. It basically adds coverage for everything that a general travel insurance does not cover. We take care of it.
Yeah, you know what's great about it too, Jerry? Roy was telling me this a few weeks ago when he told me about this liveaboard coverage, is that when you get on a boat, and the one thing we can't, affect we won't ever know what the weather's going to do that week. And whether it's a hurricane that's going to knock you out off the boat for the entire week, or just literally a single day of diving where a storm or a front came through and messed up your day of diving, you can actually have that DiveAssure insurance, and it'll cover that day of diving specifically, right, Roy?
Yeah, we compensate you for lost diving days while you're still on the boat. Also for other reasons, not just weather, so mechanical breakdowns and other medical issues. So, yeah.
That's pretty sweet. And so we need to make sure we're covered for our SABA trip. Because we're going to do some exploratory diving. We're going to go to some places they've never dived before on a regular basis with the Explorer Ventures and dive from St. Kitts. We'll get around SABA and then hit Mazarat, Nevis, which I have been to, which I know the diving's great there, and Renanda Island, which is right next to Nevis and St. Kitts. You're excited about this, Jerry, because not only have we have that exploratory element to it, but you've never even been on a liveaboard trip.
I never have. I can't get out of Florida. I mean, it's just...
You can't get out of Florida. You live in Virginia.
Yeah, but I have to teach in Florida all the time. It's always cold here at home, and now I have to go to Florida.
Okay. Well, we definitely got to get him covered. Chris, I know we've been telling him about this trip, and you want to go, but you can't. You got a conflict right now, a family matter, right?
That's right. It sounds like an absolutely spectacular itinerary. I'd love to go, but...
Maybe you can join us in Dominica or Grenada or some. You got to come up with an excuse for something.
I've got a whole list from this week. We just got to go back and check the calendars.
Well, we were celebrating our 22-year anniversary last night with a cocktail or two with Chris and his wife. And your dive shop is what that you work with?
Dive Connections in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Right. And it doesn't really matter about the dive shop. It matters about his wife. You've got to be able to convince your wife. And I think we made a lot of progress last night. Are you with me on this? Are you feeling that?
You were very well behaved. I think it went a long way towards convincing her. Yeah, yeah.
She was like, I don't know about those guys. But then she hung out with us. She had a good time. She was like,
We kind of run out of alcohol before we got her convinced completely.
Yes. Well, I think any parts that were questionable, hopefully she doesn't remember them today. Right, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and actually, she's been working the booths here beneath the sea. She's looking for places to go. She's a big-time diver just like you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. She's a dive master, so absolutely passionate about it. Loves being in the water.
Yeah. Where are you guys headed to next? Do you got any immediate diving plans, or are you just doing training right now, or getting ready to?
Well, doing some training in Virginia. We're going to be headed to the Outer Banks and doing some of the wreck dives in August, see the Santagger aggregation, and I know we're headed to Barbados in October.
Okay, so you have the Santaggers on your list already. You actually have something scheduled?
We're going the end of August. So we did that last year. Absolutely amazing seeing them there. Headed back this year.
100 plus vias.
Yeah. Well, Jerry's been bugging me about this, saying we got to go. We got to go do the Santaggers. And it's been 22 years. I haven't done that dive yet. Was that last year the first time you did it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And, I mean, water's great. 3-mil wetsuit would be fine, even for a warm water wuss.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay.
No issues on it. Beautiful day out on the boat. And he said 100-foot visibility. The only thing that breaks up the visibility is so much biomass in the water that at times you don't see the wreck.
Really?
Absolutely phenomenal.
How many sand tigers were you having out there last year?
We had
like a 15, dozen or
oh yeah we had 15 to 20 on one of the wrecks when we were around. Absolutely amazing.
So, and that's on your list, right, Jerry? You're gonna make this happen for this year of Scuba Radio. We're gonna go there.
Oh yes, we're going.
It's a matter of getting you up and going.
You've never done this either. It's just been on your list, your bucket list, to go dive the sand tigers.
Sand tigers, yes, I have.
You have done it.
Yes, that's why I've been begging you to come.
Oh, I thought you were begging me to come because you hadn't done it and you want to do it.
It's awesome.
How many times have you done that dive?
I've done it several times. And, you know, I'm getting anywhere from 15 to 30 sharks. And most I've seen on is probably 40 sharks at one time.
Yeah.
You'll average anywhere from 15 to 30.
What about that Aqua Gypsy? Have you done the sand tigers there off the east coast of Carolina? It's Carolina. Where is it at?
Off Morehead City in North Carolina.
Yeah.
I have not. I can't wait. I'm sitting listening to this now. Like, Greg, we've got to go.
All right. Well, I think we do. Oh, wait. His wife just showed up. So does he have a green light to go on a scuba radio trip? Are you both going to go now after hanging with us?
Oh, hold on.
You're on the spot now, girl.
Oh, you got to get it on the record.
Has he got a green light? He's not going diving without me.
No, I didn't say you both have to go. All right, yeah. But you would go with us now after you've met us and hung with us,
oh,
right?
Heck yeah.
Okay, there you go. I just wanted to make sure that was... Well, what's on your list? We've been talking about the sand tigers. You got a place that you like to dive or want to go next?
Well, I'm very excited about going to the Philippines.
Philippines, okay. Yeah. That's on my list, too. You know, you think 22 years you had dived it all. No, not the case. There's plenty of new places to get to. So we got more stuff to cover. And so we'll keep doing it. Why not? We got more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio,
the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Here comes old Greg. He's a scaly manfish.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
What you doing in my waters?
The show is a disaster.
I got something to show you.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
Hi there.
Master. Dive Master. Dive Master. Dive Master.
Come on, Greg.
Pleased to meet you.
Yeah, okay, look, I guess I'm old Greg. I'm old Greg the Dive Master. We'll just go with that. Celebrating 22 years on the air with the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I do feel honored. I am humbled. I kid around a lot, but I very much appreciate the fact that you guys keep listening. So we'll just keep doing it and finding new places to dive. And so we're talking about the Sand Tigers. They're off the coast of Carolina. And so Jerry and Chris says, well, let's just go talk to them. We got Mike from Olympus Dive Center. You guys have been doing this Sand Tiger dive thing for years, right, Mike?
We've been doing it for years and years. And unlike a lot of other places, we don't bait them. We don't feed them. We just see them in their natural environment.
Nice. Now, how did this dive come to be? Because I've heard about it literally for years. I haven't been able to mark it off the list yet, but maybe that'll have to be the goal here for before we celebrate 23 years on the air. How did it come to be?
Well, they tend to congregate on a number of our wrecks, and they tend to move from wreck to wreck. So we're going to a number of wrecks every day, and many of the wrecks we will see the Sand Tiger sharks.
But they migrate around the particular wreck, so you have like a scouting crew, or like, hey, we're going to go dive this wreck. We may see them or we may not, or what?
There's two or three of the wrecks that they hang out on constantly, large numbers of them.
How many?
We stopped counting at 50 a couple of times.
Wow.
And they're just, it's like a highway of them just swimming around, just very, they'll hover in the water, and you just see them there. And they just, you know, they're gnarly teeth, but they're fantastic to look at. People come from all over the world just to photograph these sharks.
Yeah, you know, they're kind of like the London version of the shark. They got teeth issues, don't they? They're all going, yeah. I mean, that you've heard that before, haven't you?
I have heard that before.
Okay, I figured. It's been done. But these Sand Tiger sharks are very menacing looking, like a barracuda. But they don't really, you know, mess with anybody. Is that true?
That is absolutely true. I mean, if you don't mess with them, they don't mess. We don't go spearfishing any place where the Sand Tiger sharks are for obvious reasons. But they just tend to hover in the water and swim around, and they'll swim all very near you.
And what are they doing? Are they going through a mating thing? Do we know?
At certain times of the year, they're going through a mating thing. We have a thing going on now in North Carolina called the Spot a Shark program, where people photograph the sharks, and the spots on the sides are unique. It's like a unique fingerprint, and we're identifying them.
Very nice. And if people want to go diving with you, all they have to do is go to OlympusDiveCenter.com. Is that right?
It's OlympusDiving.com.
OlympusDiving.com. I've heard about you guys for years. If you'll have us, we'll come. How about that?
Greg, anytime. We'd
really
love to have you.
I got to pay someone off a bit there.
Well, they do need shark bait, so you can be shark bait.
Oh, okay. Hey, come on over. You'll be our chum. That kind of deal?
So we have a great time. We have a great time with sharks. We'd love to have you guys come.
Yes.
And run your radio show right from our dock.
Well, you know what? Maybe we can make that happen. And Mike, a pleasure. Thank you. He's an old Florida boy, too. Yeah, you ended up relocating to that neck of the woods, though, in Carolina, right?
Well, I survived the blizzard of 78 in Ohio, and I did not even stop in my home state of North Carolina, and I moved to Orlando.
Well, and I just stayed in Orlando, but I came from Ohio, too. Well, there you go. All right, good stuff. Well, look, you know, we're about to wrap it up for our 22nd edition. Well, 22nd year on the air. As I said earlier, we've been joking. We've been having a lot of fun catching up with friends, making new ones. It's what this show is really about. But honestly, it wouldn't be possible without you, without your support over the years of listening to our goofy little show. You know, and all the people you hear on the air, like Chris, you know, that we met a few years ago, he started listening. He's kind of fallen into our group, and we catch up with him in the show. Or Jerry the Diver Guy bought me a beer at a DEMA show a few years ago, and now you hear him every week. It just evolves. It's like a group.
Unfortunately.
Yes, well, we've been regretting that day ever since. But no, that's how this show works. It's really a bunch of diving friends that come together under a common activity of diving. We love diving, and we share our fish tales with each other. And next thing you know, we're lifelong friends. But that is how I feel about you listening right now. I may have not met you. I may have not even exchanged emails or anything like that. But no, I really do appreciate the support. I've been given the best job in the world. Other than Jake, who's probably making a hell of a lot more money than I will ever make. It's a good gig, and I'm very blessed, and I feel very humbled by it, and appreciate your support, and encourage you to please keep doing so, because if you do, we'll keep doing it. Simple as that, right, Jerry?
That's correct.
As long as you love us, we'll love you right back.
Okay, we just lost at least half the audience there, I think, didn't we? He just made it awkward, Chris, didn't he?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so no touching. You know, that's why it's radio, I guess. There's a little buffer zone there and keeps things, you know, on the up and up in that regard. But we do, we have a lot of fun. And I don't know, do you have a memory of your first time listening to the show or how you found it, Chris?
Actually, I think it was probably coming to BTS that I saw you guys at the booth on the way in and started listening. And
Mermaid caught your eye?
Yeah, it was probably that.
Yeah, probably. You know, wait, you're right. That isn't what he meant.
Yeah, that mermaid caught his eye.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, he recruited his own mermaid, right?
That's right.
She's your mermaid at heart.
It's now gone full circle, right?
Exactly. There you go. It was just a little tease. But, you know, whatever it takes to reel them in and make them part of the show and become a part of the community, that's really what it is. Just enjoying your favorite activity of diving and sharing the love with others and that kind of thing. So, look, I really do appreciate your support. I'll never be able to thank you enough for listening, but please keep doing it. Because I, at this point, I'm too old to do anything else. So on that note, we'll end it. Remember, it's always better. Where, guys?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Each little snug here, cutting or rug here.
I'm the sea.
Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we in love here, down in the mud here.
Under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.